on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Have you ever had to pick your pet over a relationship? Because apparently there's a lot of people that would. So I saw this online. The dating app Hylee recently polled Gen Z and millennial daters across the state of Maryland, okay, to see how pets affect their love lives. Mm-hmm. And it turns out their pets are a huge factor in romantic compatibility, which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Now, the dating app's research shows that 65% of people instantly want to like someone's profile if it features a cute pet. So, Charlotte, you are like single and dating. So, if you see like a pet on a dating profile pic, are you kind of geared towards it a little bit?
I think you get like bonus points for it. Like, I don't know if I would like you just for the pet per se.
Okay.
But if I already think you're cute and I see you have a pet, I'm like, oh, that's a green flag.
Okay.
You know?
Fair. Green flag. So 82% of people said that they would choose their pet over a partner if they had to decide. That's a massive number. 82% is a very large
number
of people that are saying, if it comes down to it, I'm choosing my pet every single time. And so when I saw this stat, it kind of made me ask the question, like, what about people that have pet allergies? Like, what if you met the love of your life? Like, they are checking every single box down the list, but then they have this insane allergy to where they literally can't be in the same room with, like, you and your dog. Like, what do you do in that situation?
I don't know.
What would you do?
That's really stressful. Because, like, I have a family dog, so I'm trying to think, because we don't spend every day together. But so I'm trying to think, like, what would I do in that scenario? Like, would we have like a separate, like two separate apartments? Like, I live with the dog and like I'll just come visit my partner when I want to see them. Like,
it's a crazy situation to think about.
People must have to deal with that though. Or like, what if like one person has like snakes and the other person has like a snake phobia or something? Like,
I mean, it's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently 82% of people in the state are saying that they would pick their pet over like the situation. But I think when you truly put yourself in that situation, what are you going to do? Now, I haven't been in the situation before, but it was interesting when I had to witness my friend go through something similar. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine was dating this guy and he was okay. I think it kind of felt like they stayed in the relationship, at least from the outside looking in and what she had shared with me up to that point. It kind of felt like she had been dating for a long time and it was just kind of like L after L. So she meets this guy and he was like, okay.
Yeah.
So it kind of felt like she was settling a little bit just because she had been going through it for such a long
time. It's like, compared to the horrible people, you're all right.
Exactly,
so
right?
Stick with this.
So she's with this dude. And during that time, he was basically trying to get her to get rid of her dog when he wanted her to move in with him. But he had a dog.
So that was the reasoning, I guess.
But they got along. I think it's because his dog was kind of older and more low energy and her dog was high energy. But she had her dog for like 8 years. And
That's wild.
And I was like, girl, Abby has been through life with you. Like, are you for
real? She better not have been considering it.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, in that time, and she wasn't in the best mental space, and she was like going through everything she was going through, she really was. Thank God. I mean, obviously, she's in a lot better place now. Now I can say, thank God they broke up because
she kept the dog, right?
Yeah, she kept the dog, and like, that guy sucks. But I mean, it is a real situation, and it's kind of crazy.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.